In text 9, we read that Mathura is higher than Vaikuntha because the Lord appeared there. And Vrindavan is higher than Mathura because the Lord enjoyed the Rasa festival there. Govardhan is higher than Vrindavan because the Lord lifted Govardhan Hill with his own hand, and he enjoys many pastimes there. And Sri Radhakund is most exalted of all because it overflows with nectarian love of Godhead. Then in text 10, we read that out of so many karmis, one who is in knowledge is more dear to Krishna. And out of so many jnanis who are actually liberated, one who becomes a devotee is more dear to Krishna. And out of so many devotees who are practicing devotional service, one who has actually developed love of Godhead is better. Out of all the devotees who have developed love of Godhead, the gopis are the best. And out of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the best. And her kund, Sri Radha Kund, is as dear to Krishna as herself. Many people believe that the original form of Godhead is Vishnu. They think that Krishna is an incarnation of Vishnu. They think that Lakshmi Narayan are superior to Radha Krishna. And they think that Vaikuntha is superior to Vrindavan. Here, Srila Rupa Goswami gives another idea. But is there any evidence? Suppose someone says that Lakshmi Narayan are the original and supreme, and Radha Krishna are the expansions. Can we prove to them that Radha and Krishna are the highest? Yes? Yes, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, I am the origin of all. It is true. Five days after the Rath Yatra festival is Hira Panchami. Do you know about Hira Panchami? From Chaitanya Charitamrita. Well, Neelachal is the representation of Dwarka or Kurukshetra, where the Jagannath Mandir stands. And Sundarachal is the representation of Vrindavan, where the Gundicha temple stands. So when Lord Jagannath leaves Neelachal and goes to Sundarachal, it is as if Krishna is leaving Dwarka to visit Vrindavan. Before Jagannath leaves, he takes permission from his wife, the goddess of fortune, and he tells her that he will be back very soon. But when he does not return for 5 days, the goddess of fortune becomes restless that my husband has been gone too long. He should have returned. And what is he doing there in Vrindavan anyway? What's wrong with him? We have so much opulence here in Dwarka. He must be mad, giving up the opulence of Dwarka and loitering in the forest of Vrindavan. Even in the material world, people have the same idea, that to leave one's material opulence and come to Krishna consciousness is mad. You know that the great-grandson of Henry Ford became a devotee. He took initiation from Srila Prabhupada and served as a brahmachari for some time. So once when Srila Prabhupada came to Bombay, Alfred Ford, who was initiated as Ambarish Das, accompanied him. So I thought that we could go together to meet some of the big industrialists of Bombay. And we went. We met some people who had been reluctant to meet us before, but because Alfred Ford was with me, they were agreeable to meet us. And I was surprised. Instead of them being impressed with Alfred's devotion and renunciation, some of them reacted in the other way, that what's wrong with him? He gave up the Ford family empire to become brahmachari. Why did he do that? He must be crazy. So the goddess of fortune was thinking, what happened to Jagannath? He gave up the opulence of Dwarka to wander in the bushes of Vrindavan. What's wrong with him? So she thought, I have to go and bring him back to his senses and bring him back to Dwarka. So she decorated herself with all of her opulence and went on her chariot from Neelachal to Sundarachal, accompanied by so many of her servants. And at Sundarachal, at the Gundicha Mandir, her servants arrested the servants of Jagannath and abused them, made them the butt of jokes, and demanded that they should return their master to the goddess of fortune, to the temple at Neelachal. Srivas Pandit, who is Srivas Pandit? Narada Muni. Narada Muni is a devotee of Narayan in Vaikuntha. So he became very enlivened by the display of opulence of the goddess of fortune. And he began to praise the opulence of the goddess of fortune and Vaikuntha. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Madhya Lila Chapter 14, Performance of the Vrindavan Pastimes. Text 203. Shivas Hasya Kahe Shuna Damodara. Amara Lakshmi Radeka Sampati Vistara. This time, Srivas Thakur smiled and told Damodar, "My dear sir, please hear. Just see how opulent my goddess of fortune is. As far as Vrindavan's opulence is concerned, it consists of a few flowers and twigs, some minerals from the hills, a few peacock feathers, and the plant known as Gunja. When Jagannath decided to see Vrindavan, he went there And upon hearing this, the goddess of fortune experienced restlessness and jealousy. She wondered, why did Lord Jagannath give up so much opulence and go to Vrindavan? To make him a laughingstock, the goddess of fortune made arrangements for much decoration. Then the maidservants of the goddess of fortune said to the servants of Lord Jagannath, why did your Lord Jagannath abandon the great opulence of the goddess of fortune and for the sake of a few leaves, fruits, and flowers, go see the flower garden of Srimati Radharani? Your master is so expert at everything, but why does he do such things? Please bring your master before the goddess of fortune. In this way, all the maidservants of the goddess of fortune arrested the servants of Lord Jagannath, bound them around the waist, and brought them before the goddess of fortune. Finally, all of Lord Jagannath's servants submitted to the goddess of fortune with folded hands, assuring her that they would bring Lord Jagannath before her the very next day. Being thus pacified, the goddess of fortune returned to her apartment. Just see, my goddess of fortune is opulent beyond all description. Dugda auti dadi mate tomara gopi gane Amara Thakurani Vaise Ratna Singhasane. Shivas Thakur continued to address Swarup Damodar. Your gopis are engaged in boiling milk and churning it to turn it into yogurt. But my mistress, the goddess of fortune, sits on a throne made of jewels and gems. Narada Prakriti Shivas Kare Parihasa Sunehasi Mahaprabhura Yata Nijadasa. Shivas Thakur, who was enjoying the mood of Narada Muni, thus made jokes. Hearing him, all the personal servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to smile. Prabhu kahe Shivas tomate Narada Swabhava Aishwarya bhave tomate Ishwara Prabhava. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Shivas Thakur, my dear Srivas, your nature is exactly like that of Narada Muni. The Supreme Personality of Godhead's opulence is having a direct influence upon you. Swarup Damodar is a pure devotee of Vrindavan. He does not even know what opulence is, for he is simply absorbed in pure love of Godhead. Swarup Damodar then retorted, my dear Srivas, please hear me with attention. So what will be Swarup Damodar's reply? Srivas Thakur is saying that the transcendental opulence of Dwarka or Vaikuntha exceeds the forest opulence of Vrindavan. So is Vaikuntha actually more opulent than Vrindavan? Because here also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said of Swarup Damodar that first he says about Srivas Thakur, Aishwarya Bhave, the mood of opulence, Tomate, in you Ishwara Prabhava, the power of the Lord. That Srivas Thakur was overwhelmed with the mood of opulence and appreciation of the power of the Lord. And then he says, Inho Damodara Swarupa Shuddha Vrajavasi, that Swarup Damodar is a pure Vrajavasi. Aishwarya Najane Inho, he does not even know what is Aishwarya. Shuddha Preme Basi, because he is always floating in Shuddha Preme. So if Vrindavan is actually more opulent than Vaikuntha, why does Swarup Damodar, who is a resident of Vrindavan, not know anything about opulence? The sweetness of the exchange of mellows with Krishna covers the opulence. The devotee becomes so absorbed in the sweetness of Krishna, in the mellow exchanges of love with Krishna, that he doesn't see the opulence. Or, you know, the other side of the same fact, that Yoga Maya makes both the Lord and the devotees forget the opulences of the Lord. And they become fully absorbed in relishing transcendental mellows. It's as if someone is making a glass of nimbu pani. You know nimbu pani? So he puts in one spoon of salt and one spoon of sugar, for example. So the salt is Aishwarya and the sugar is Madhurya. But in another glass, there may be two spoons of salt and four spoons of sugar. So there's actually more salt in the second glass. But because there's more sugar proportionately in the second glass, you can't taste the salt. Swarupkahe Srivasuna Savadane Vrindavana Sampadhomara Nahe Pademane. Swarup Damodar then retorted, "My dear Srivas, please hear me with attention. Have you forgotten the transcendental opulence of Vrindavan? Vrindavane sahajike ye sampat sindhu dwarka vaikuntha sampat tara eka bindu." The natural opulence of Vrindavan is just like an ocean. The opulence of Dwarka and Vaikuntha is not even to be compared to a drop. Parama Purushottama Swayam Bhagavan Krishnaya Handani Tahan Vrindavana Dham. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all opulences, and his complete opulences are exhibited only in Vrindavan Dham. Chintamani Maya Bhumi Ratnera Bhavana Chintamani Gana Dasi Charana Bhushana. Vrindavan Dham is made of transcendental touchstone. Its entire surface is the source of all valuable jewels, and the Chintamani stone is used to decorate the lotus feet of the maid servants of Vrindavan. Kalpa Vriksha Latara Yahan Sad Hajika Vana Pushpa Phala Vina Keha Namage Anyadhana. Vrindavan is a natural forest of desire trees and creepers, and the inhabitants do not want anything but the fruits and flowers of those desire trees. In Vrindavan there are cows that fulfill all desires, Kamadenus, and their number is unlimited. They graze from forest to forest and deliver only milk. The people want nothing else. So although the stones are touchstones that can yield any desire, but the devotees don't want anything except to use the stones to decorate Radha and Krishna. And although the cows are kamadenus and can yield all desires, the devotees don't want anything except milk to churn into yogurt and butter and feed Krishna. And Krishna is more pleased with the simple offerings of the residents of Vrindavan than with the opulent offerings of devotees with opulence. Sahaja loke rakata yahan divya gita sahaja gamana kare yaiti nitya pratita. In Vrindavan, the natural speech of the people sounds like music, and their natural motion resembles dance. The water in Vrindavan is nectar, and the Brahmajyoti effulgence, which is full of transcendental bliss, is directly perceived there in its form. The gopis there are also goddesses of fortune, and they surpass the goddess of fortune who abides in Vaikuntha. In Vrindavan, Lord Krishna is always playing his transcendental flute, which is his dear companion. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami quotes the verse from Brahma Samhita, which confirms his statements, and another verse written by Bilva Mangal Thakur, which also confirms the opulences of Vrindavan. Now, we come back to the question If one desires to enter Vrindavan, is his desire alone sufficient? Does his desire indicate his capacity or aptitude to enter? So we will read now about the goddess of fortune herself. And here we will find many verses that can establish the fact that Krishna is the supreme. But practically, Srila Prabhupada said that if some devotee in India worships Rama or Vishnu, we should not disturb them. We should not argue that Krishna is the supreme. We should let them worship. So in the 4 months of the rainy season, when Lord Chaitanya toured South India, he came to Sri Ranga Kshetra and stayed at the home of Sri Venkata Bhatta, who was the brother of Prabodhananda Saraswati. The brother became known as Prabodhananda Saraswati. And the father of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who later became Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So Madhya Lila, chapter 9, text 109. Sri Vaishnava Bhatta Seve Lakshmi Narayana Tanra Bhakti Deki Prabhura Tushtahai Lamana. Being a Vaishnava in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, Venkata Bhatta worshipped the deity of Lakshmi and Narayan. Seeing his pure devotion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Constantly associating with one another, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkata Bhatta gradually developed a friendly relationship. Indeed, sometimes they laughed and joked together. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Bhattacharya, "Your worshipable goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always remains on the chest of Narayan, and she is certainly the most chaste woman in the creation. However, my lord is Sri Krishna, a cowherd boy who is engaged in tending cows. Why is it that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, wants to associate with my lord?" Just to associate with Krishna, Lakshmi abandoned all transcendental happiness in Vaikuntha, and for a long time accepted vows and regulative principles and performed unlimited austerities. Kasyanu bhavo syana deva vidmahe tavangri renu sparashadikara yadvanchaya shir lalana charatapo vihaya kaman suchirandrida vrita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quoted one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. O Lord, we do not know how the serpent Kaliya attained such an opportunity to be touched by the dust of your lotus feet. Even the goddess of fortune, for this end, performed austerities for centuries, giving up all other desires and taking austere vows. Indeed, we do not know how the serpent Kaliya got such an opportunity. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.16.36, spoken by the wives of the Kaliya serpent. Bhatta kahe Krishna Narayan eka iswarupa Krishna te adhika lila vaidagdhyati rupa. Venkata Bhatta then said, Lord Krishna and Lord Narayan are one and the same, but the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to their sportive nature. Tarasparshe nahi aya pativrata dharma kotuke lakshmi chahena krishnera sangama. Since Krishna and Narayan are both the same personality, Lakshmi's association with Krishna does not break her vow of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that the goddess of fortune wanted to associate with Krishna. Siddhantatastabedepi Shisa Krishna Swarupayo Raseno Kritstite Krishna Rupam Esha Rasastiti. According to transcendental realization, there is no difference between the forms of Narayan and Krishna. Yet in Krishna there is a special transcendental attraction due to the conjugal mellow, and consequently he surpasses Narayan. This is the conclusion of transcendental mellows. The different places, Vaikuntha, Mathura, Vrindavan, Govardhan, and Radhakund, are considered higher in terms of rasa. And the devotees, Narada, Hanuman, Arjun, Nanda Maharaj, the gopis, and ultimately Srimati Radharani, are considered higher in terms of rasa. And Krishna is also Akila Rasamrita Sindhu. He is the reservoir of all rasas, and especially Madhurya Rasa. And therefore he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the complete personality of Godhead. This verse quoted by Venkata Bhatta is also found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.259. Krishna Sange Pativrata Dharma Nahe Nasha Adhika Labha Paye Ara Rasa Vilasa. The goddess of fortune considered that her vow of chastity would not be damaged by her relationship with Krishna. Rather, by associating with Krishna, she could enjoy the benefit of the rasa dance. Vinodini Lakshmi Rahaya Krishne Abhilasa Ihate Kidosha Kene Kara Parihasa. Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is also an enjoyer of transcendental bliss. Therefore, if she wanted to enjoy herself with Krishna, what fault is there? Why are you joking so about this? Prabhu kahe dosha nahi, iha ami jani, rasana pa ila Lakshmi shastre iha shuni. Lord Chaitanya replied, I know that there is no fault on the part of the goddess of fortune, but still she could not enter into the rasa dance. We hear this from revealed scriptures. Nayam shionga unitan tarate prasada swaryo shitam nalina gandarucham kutonya rasotsavesya bujadanda grihita kanta labda shisham yad ugadad Rajasundarinam. When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Lila, he put his arms around their necks and embraced them. This transcendental favor was never granted to the goddess of fortune or other consorts in the spiritual world. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.47.60. Lakshmi kene na paila iharaki karana Tapakari Kaiche Krishna Paila Shuti Gana. Can you tell me why the goddess of fortune Lakshmi could not enter the rasa dance? One reason is that she could not give up Aishwarya Bhav, the mood of appreciation of the Lord in opulence. In other words, she couldn't give up the concept that Narayan is God or Krishna is God. She could not enter the mood of Vrindavan. She could not enter the mood of Narlila, feeling that she's a human being, Krishna's an ordinary boy, and so on. Any other reasons? She was attached to her form as Lakshmi. And nobody can enter the rasa dance or the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis unless one has the form of a gopi. So she wasn't ready to accept the form of a gopi, so. Yes? Yes. She didn't take shelter of the gopis. Like we read in text 8, anugami, anuragi jan anugami, to follow the devotees of Vrindavan. She didn't take shelter of the gopis. She didn't accept the guidance of the gopis. And there's another reason. Yes.
She would have had to have taken birth in a Gopi family.
Yes.
There is a Gopi married to Gopa.
He has given a good answer, another answer, and a good answer. That she would have actually have to have taken birth. From the womb of a gopi and become a gopi. And she would have had to get married. She would have had to cheat her husband, escape in the middle of the night to join Krishna, and she wasn't ready for all these things. So she couldn't enter. So you've already given the answers. There's almost no need to read the rest. But just to confirm what you've already said, we'll read some of the verses. Text 128. Vrajaloke rabhave paye tanhara charana tanre ishvara karinahe jane vraja jana. By following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. There's a process. Simply the desire is not enough. There's a process, and one must follow the process. And the process is that one should follow the residents of Vrindavan. And the mood of the residents of Vrindavan is Narlila. They think themselves ordinary. They think that Krishna is ordinary. But they have full love for Krishna. Not only do they not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they don't know that they are eternal associates of Krishna, that they're the internal potency of Krishna. They don't know. So, Vrajalok Anasarata, following the mood of the residents of Vrindavan, means feeling that Krishna is just the son of Nanda and Yasoda. However, in Vrindavan, the devotees do not know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Keha tanre putra gyane udukale bande keha saka jane jini chade tanra kande. There someone may accept him as a son and bind him to a grinding mortar. Someone may accept him as an intimate friend and, attaining victory over him, playfully mount his shoulders. Inhabitants of Vrajabhumi know Krishna as the son of Maharaj Nanda, the king of Vrajabhumi, and they consider that there can be no relationship with the Lord in the conception of opulence. Vrajaloke rabhaveye kareye bhajana se jana paya vraje vrajendra nandana. One who worships the Lord by following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi attains the Lord and gets to know him as he is known in the transcendental planet of Vraja. There he is known as the son of Maharaj Nanda. Nayam sukapo bhagavan dehinam gopika suta gyaninam chatma bhutanam yata bhakti matam iha. Lord Chaitanya then quoted, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to those devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service. But he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body to be the same as the self." He's accessible only by spontaneous devotional service. Shuti gana gopi ganera anugatahana Rajeshwari Sutta Bhaje Gopi Bhavalana. The authorities in the Vedic literatures known as Shruti Gana worship Lord Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis and followed in their footsteps. The personified authorities on the Vedic hymns acquired bodies like those of the gopis and took birth in Vraja, In those bodies, they were allowed to enter into the Lord's rasa dance. So one actually has to take birth. Because Nar-lila. So one should have a mother and a father. And if one takes birth as a gopi, one should have a husband. There should be mother-in-law, father-in-law. There should be all sorts of relations, just like in any human society. And that's another reason why the perfected soul, after leaving the present body, does not go directly to Goloka Vrindavan, but he goes to the planet of Krishna's pastimes within the material universes. So he can have the experience of taking birth and feeling just like an ordinary human being with a mother, father, sisters, brothers, growing up, and everything, getting married and everything. Yes, the body is transcendental, but the mood is that they're ordinary. Like Mother Yasoda, any Mahabhagavata, what to speak of Mother Yasoda, any Mahabhagavata never thinks that he is advanced in devotional service to Krishna. In fact, the symptom of prema is that one who actually has prema thinks that he has no prema. So Mother Yasoda thinks that she's an attached mother. That's like an ordinary mother. She thinks she's an attached mother. And anyway, there's so many moods in the residents of Vrindavan based on the idea that they are human. Gopa jati Krishna gopi prayasi tanhara deviva anyastri Krishna nakare angikara. Krishna belongs to the cowherd communities, and the gopis are the dearmost lovers of Krishna. Although the wives of the denizens of the heavenly planets are most opulent within the material world, neither they nor any other women in the material universe can acquire Krishna's association. So even in India today, people have the idea that one should marry within one's own caste. So in Vraja also the parents think that the children should marry within their own caste. So Krishna belongs to the cowherd community. So he feels and his relatives feel that he should only marry in the cowherd community. And the gopis feel that he also belongs to the cowherd community, so he is the appropriate boy for us. So only the gopis, or in other words, only ladies who have taken birth in the same community as Krishna, have the right to associate with Krishna in Madhurya Rasa. Lakshmi chahe se dehe Krishna rasangama gopika anugahana nakaila bhajana. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, wanted to enjoy Krishna and at the same time retain her spiritual body in the form of Lakshmi. However, she did not follow in the footsteps of the gopis in her worship of Krishna. Vyasadeva, the supreme authority on Vedic literature, composed a verse beginning Nayam Sukapo Bhagavan, because no one can enter into the rasa dance in any body other than the bodies of the gopis. Purve bhakti ramane eka chila abhimana Srinarayan hayena swayam bhagavan. Before this explanation was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Venkata Bhatta thought that Srinarayan was the supreme personality of Godhead. Thinking in this way, Venkata Bhatta believed that the worship of Lakshmi Narayan was the supreme form of worship, superior to all other processes of devotional service, for it was followed by the Sri Vaishnav disciples of Ramanujacharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had understood this misconception of Venkatabhatta, and to correct it, the Lord talked so much in a joking way. Then there's more discussion which you can read sometime. But we have established the fact that Krishna is the original personality, superior in rasa to Narayan. Oh, no, I have to read something more. We have to establish one more fact. This is also very important. Text 147. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Hare Lakshmi Ramana Gopikara Mana Harite Nare Narayana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, attracts the mind of the Goddess of Fortune, but Lord Narayan cannot attract the minds of the gopis. This proves the super excellence of Krishna. Narayanaira ka kata Shri Krishna apane gopikare hasya kara ite haya Narayane. To say nothing of Lord Narayan personally, Lord Krishna himself appeared as Narayan just to play a joke on the gopis. Chaturbhuja murti dekhaya gopiganera age se Krishna gopikara nahe anurage. Although Krishna assumed the four-armed form of Narayan, he could not attract the serious attention of the gopis in ecstatic love. Then Lord Chaitanya quotes a verse which is included in Lalita Madhava. Translation. Once Lord Sri Krishna playfully manifested himself as Narayan with four victorious hands and a very beautiful form. When the gopis saw this exalted form, however, their ecstatic feelings abated. A learned scholar, therefore, cannot understand the gopis' ecstatic feelings, which are firmly centered upon the original form of Sri Krishna as the son of Nanda Maharaj. The wonderful feelings of the gopis in ecstatic paramaras with Krishna constitute the greatest mystery of spiritual life. So here the story is that when Krishna left the springtime rasa dance at Govardhan, Lord Krishna became anxious to find her. So he also left the rasa dance there and began to wander in the bushes of Govardhan. And as we read in the discussion with Ramananda Rai, he sat down in the bushes at Govardhan and began to lament. So while he was hiding in the bushes, all the gopis came marching by like an army of soldiers looking for Krishna. So when Krishna saw the gopis coming towards him, he became overwhelmed with emotion. And he could not move. But he thought, what to do? They will find me. They will catch me. So what to do? So he decided to transform himself into his four-armed Vishnu form. So from a distance, the gopis saw Krishna, and they became very excited. Look, there's Krishna hiding in the bushes. Let's go and catch him. So they all approached Krishna, but when they got close, they said, oh, this is not Krishna. This is Lord Narayan. Then they offered obeisances and prayers and said, oh, Lord Narayan, can you help us attain the mercy of Krishna? We're looking for Krishna. So they were not interested in Lord Narayan, and the ecstatic love they felt toward Krishna could not be maintained in the presence of Lord Narayan. They only asked Lord Narayan for his mercy that they can get Krishna. Then after some time, Srimati Radharani came there, and Krishna thought he'll play the same joke on her. So he manifested his four-armed form as Narayan. But when Srimati Radharani approached him, he became so overwhelmed with ecstatic love for her that he forgot his opulences as Narayan. He dropped his two extra arms and he became Krishna again and completely under the control of Srimati Radharani's love. So the pastime here illustrates the fact not only that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead and the supreme personality of Godhead, and that he attracts the hearts of all. Not only can Lord Narayan not attract the hearts of the gopis, but even Krishna himself in the form of Narayan cannot do so. And the pastime also illustrates the fact that of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the supermost. Because when all the other gopis came, including Srimati Chandravali, Krishna was able to maintain his four-armed form. But when Srimati Radharani came, Krishna could not do so. Therefore, Srimati Radharani is the best among all gopis. Now, we come to the point. Understanding the glories of Radhakund and the glories of Srimati Radharani, Rupa Goswami advises us to live at Radhakund. And in text 10 we read that one should live there surcharged with aprakrita bhav, that means transcendental ecstasy, and always meditate on the pastimes of Krishna throughout the day and night, called Astakalya Lila. Now I'll stop for a moment here because Brajabihari Prabhu asked if we could have the exam tomorrow. Because if we have the exam tomorrow, then the last class period, which is ours, can be used for the last session of VIHE, you know, the concluding session of VIHE. So, but we have to finish our subject. So I think we have to go at least until 7 o'clock because otherwise we won't finish. Then we won't be able to take bath in Radhakund. And our whole course will be in vain. So we'll read text 11. Krishna syo chai pranaya vasati prayasi bhyopi radha kundam chasya muni bir abhitastadrik eva Krishna syo chai pranaya vasati prayasi bhyopi radha kundam chasya muni bir abhitastadrik eva vyadai Yad prestar api alam asulabham kim punar bhakti bhajam tat premedam sakrit api saras natur avishkaroti. Krishnasya, of Lord Sri Krishna, Uchai, very highly, Pranaya Vasati, object of love. Prayasibhya, out of the many lovable gopis. Api, certainly. Radha, Srimati Radharani. Kundam, lake. Cha, also. Asya, of her. Munibhi, by great sages. Abhita, in all respects. Tadrik eva, similarly. Vyadaye, is described. Yat.
Yes.
Which.
Which.
Prishtai.
Prishtai.
By the most advanced devotees.
By the most advanced devotees.
Api.
Api.
Even.
Even.
Alam.
Alam.
Enough.
Enough.
Asulabham.
Asulabham.
Difficult to obtain.
Difficult to obtain.
Kim.
Kim.
What.
What.
Punaha.
Punaha.
Again.
Again.
Bhakti bhajam.
Bhakti bhajam.
For persons engaged in devotional service.
For persons engaged in devotional service.
Tat.
Tat.
That. Prema.
Prema.
Love of Godhead.
Love of
Godhead.
Idam.
Idam. This.
This.
Sakrit.
Sakrit.
Once.
Once.
Api.
Api.
Even.
Even.
Sara.
Sara.
Lake.
Lake.
Snatu.
Snatu.
Of one who has bathed.
Of one who has bathed.
Avishkaroti.
Avishkaroti.
Arouses.
Arouses.
Translation. Of the many objects of favored delight and of all the lovable damsels of Vrajabhumi, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love. And in every respect, her divine kund is described by great sages as similarly dear to him. Undoubtedly, Radha kund is very rarely attained, even by the great devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. If one simply bathes once within those holy waters, one's pure love of Krishna is fully aroused. So, how many took baths in Radha Kund on the appearance day of Radha Kund? And how many have developed pure love of Krishna? The implication is that we did not take the bath described here. We did not take the bath described here. We took a bath, but not the bath described here. Not the bath that arouses pure love for Krishna. How to take the bath described here? One has to first follow all the other 10 instructions in Upadeshamrita, beginning with Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, then all the way up to always chanting, always remembering the pastimes of Krishna, living in Vrindavan under the guidance of some devotee attached to Krishna's service, and by passing through all the other stages, when we come to the last stage and take bath in Radha Kund, then full love for Sri Krishna will be manifest. So that bath is rare even for great devotees, even for great sages. That bath is rare. But we should not think that what bath we took is impossible for Narada, Sanat Kumar, and other sages. They're qualified, as we are, to take the bath that we took. But to take the bath by which one awakens pure love for Krishna is not so easy. It is possible. It is possible. And therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has given us Upadeshamrita and other books to guide us, because it is possible. But it's not so easy that we just get in the bus and go to Radha Kund and take bath and come out of the Kund with pure love for Krishna. So, how to actually take the bath in Radha Kund that brings the result of pure love for Krishna. Pure love for Krishna, like the gopis, like Srimati Radharani, we will discuss tomorrow. And we'll have to have the exam the next day, if there's time. No, there has to be example. There has to be example. I tried, but what is described in text 10 is Bhava Bhakti. It's Bhava Bhakti. Definitely, spiritual bodies are charged with aprakrita bhav, means Bhava Bhakti, which really is the preliminary stage of love of Godhead. It is love of Godhead, but the preliminary stage. Yes. So prema is the condensed form of bhava. Bhava means that we live in the body. That is called swarup siddhi. We live in the body, but within the body we have realization of Krishna, we have realization of our eternal spiritual form, we have realization of our service to Krishna. But we're still not qualified to enter the pastimes of Krishna in the universe where Krishna's pastimes are manifest. When we actually leave the body and enter the pastimes of Krishna, that is called vastu siddhi. And that is possible only when we come to prema bhakti. But to live at Radha Kund, as described in the verses here, one must be in the stage of bhava bhakti, completely liberated from material contamination. And at the same time, one should be following the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following the mood of the gopis. Then one is eligible to really take bath in Radha Kund. It has effect, certainly. Just like we chant the holy name, but we may not be chanting Shudanam, we may be chanting Namavas. But even Namavas has so much value. From Namavas, one becomes liberated from material contamination. One becomes freed from sinful reactions. And by continued chanting in Namavas, one can come to the stage of Shudanam. It has so much value. It has so much value. But when one chants Shudanam, he gets direct realization of Sri Krishna. And when one, you know, takes bath in Radha Kund, one may develop pure love for Krishna. But still, by chanting, by hearing, by remembering, by praying, by taking bath in Radha Kund, we can gradually become free from anarthas, then attain steadiness, then taste, then attachment. So everything helps us to progress step by step. Certainly it has value. Wives of the Brahmanas had attraction for Krishna in Madhurya Rati. But because they were born as Brahmanis, they were considered inappropriate ladies for Krishna. But they had the desire. And they were living just on the border of Raja and Mathura. So they would have the opportunity to associate with the Vraja Gopis and learn the ways of the Vraja Gopis. And definitely in the next birth, they themselves could take birth as Vraja Gopis, and they could also enter into the service of Krishna in Vrindavan. But according to Vedic civilization, a boy in the Vaishya caste and a girl in the Brahmin caste are not considered to be a proper match. They have to take birth as gopis first. By the mercy of Krishna, they will get the chance. All right, see you tomorrow. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Radha Damodar ki jai.